Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Summer Sessions, episode 60, man. I want to apologize for us not having any OT this past week. I took the second vaccine shot. I didn't know if I was going to be feeling, you know, like shit. So I was fine. I didn't have any type of symptoms for the most part. So, but we'll be back this week. But the crew is here. Well, most of us are here. My brother's not here. He got to take care of some shit. So you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, you know, at Barb Chescott, at Pavy World, at @I'm_Velvet Jones. You know the deal. Go to padverbs.com right now. Keep streaming the singles. Let It's My Ex and Soft Lips, Songs by Women, coming very, very soon. We'll make two announcements. One, Ball Don't Lie. We'll be back this week. We'll be dropping on Saturdays now. So look out for that. Of course, we're going to be talking about the trade deadline, a whole bunch of shit like that. Talk about whether the Lakers are cooked or not. And then also, what was I going to say? What else we dropping? Oh, yeah. So, Cinema with the Guys, Sopranos Season 3. We dropping in a couple weeks. We just started recording that again. So, look out for that. But we are back, guys. How y'all doing? It's been a week since we recorded.
It was actually a blessing we didn't record on Thursday, because Thursday night, I have pulled a little late night mission, went out to San Diego for like 2 days.
Okay.
And
so is this spur of the moment, or you already had a plan?
It was spur of the moment. Like I made sure that old girl was off Friday. And then once she said she was off Friday, we just busted
this
mission.
This nigga said old girl.
I'm trying to be cool.
Do we want to clarify that on this podcast? I'm giving you an opportunity to clear your name.
Is this the free one? Because she might hear this one.
No, this is the free one. So this is your opportunity.
My Nubian queen.
Yes, there you go. There you go. Claim your woman, brother. Go ahead.
Oh, girl.
I was like, oh, girl.
Yeah. Edit that. We went out to San Diego, and their bars is pre-COVID style. Like, we walked into a bar, and I was like, these niggas is tripping. Like, I sent y'all the picture, and you would have thought that was in 2018. Like, the whole bar was...
Oh, I do remember that picture you put in the group chat.
The whole bar was lined up with niggas begging for drinks, just like back in the day. Like, niggas over the back of your shoulder going for drinks. And I was like, yeah, we about to have one, and we out.
Nigga, Friday night, the homegirl that came over, and we had walked to like some of the bars and restaurants on like Ventura. So this Mexican place, like it was one of the places that it wasn't a line. Like the one bar I wanted to go to was Mr. Furley's. Them niggas had a line down the block, bro. A line down the block.
Bro, like, down the block.
Like it was. It's just that they stay up until 2 a.m. and they serve food until midnight. So it's like, yeah, it's a restaurant, but that shit really just a bar. It's just that you can't mingle around. Like, you got to come with your party, and like, that's what, and like, where you sit, where like, where they sit you at is where they sit you at. We went to this other place just take a shot. I walk in, niggas is in there dancing. I'm like, why are you niggas in, like, dancing the Mexican music? I'm like, why niggas, are you niggas?
Niggas happy they got their freedom.
I'm like, nigga, why are you niggas in here dancing? And I'm sure y'all don't know these niggas. What are you doing? And I'm sitting there like the outskirts just watching. Niggas like, yeah, we can take these shots and walk back to the crib, bro.
Right. Like, let me chill. Like, you niggas doing walk back too much.
I did find out, Pav, you over there like in Sherman Oaks, right?
Yeah.
I did find out there's a Geno's East that just got built over there. My God, she told me about
it. It is?
Yes, it just got built. She told me yesterday. She said it's pretty fucking good.
It's a Rocco's over there, too.
Yeah, but we gotta go back to the original Rocco's. We gotta reclaim our spot, though.
Yeah.
It is a Geno's East in Sherman Oaks.
Yeah, I was like,
it is actually not that far away from me.
That's what I was like. We gotta pull up there, nigga. Because if I'm spending $50 for an Uber, nigga.
It's not
worth it.
we gonna see how much that Uber is, nigga. I'm like, this nigga Pavlis.
It's not 50. The issue is that because of COVID times, it don't be that many Ubers out. So if you stay late,
nigga. When I went to get my shot this week, my Uber, I spent about $60 on Uber. Back and forth. But this is there was like where'd I go? Cal State, LA.
Yeah,
that's damn near East LA.
Yeah,
damn near East LA. So it's like a $27 Uber. So, but that was on Uber on Lyft, nigga. That shit was a good $50.
God damn.
on Lyft, so I had to like compare prices and shit. But yeah, niggas might have to do that. Niggas might have to hit one of them spots up, see how authentic it is.
But yeah, like San Diego, like we got to go out there. San Diego is probably like one of my favorite cities. Like
it's greatest place on earth.
Yeah, we
greatest
stayed place over.
It's one of them.
Okay. It's amazing. We stayed in Gaslamp. We stayed in Gaslamp.
Y'all niggas was drunk the whole time.
Exactly. We went to this one one restaurant that's like it looked like the Epcot Bowl. it's like right on the ocean, and it's all open and it like it's clean as fuck. And then it's maybe like a mile from Petco. So then we went over to Petco, and then we went over to some bars over there, and like that got me excited for baseball because like they was Padres out. I've been looking on StubHub like every day, looking at these ticket prices going down. Like honestly, Scott, like the White Sox game, one of the games is only like you could get a ticket for like $50.
For $50,
like no Petco? Bullshit. Nah, no, at
the first the White Sox.
White Sox play the Angels.
Yeah, the White Sox first series of the season is against the Angels.
Against the Angels.
You could pull a ticket for like 50, 50, 60 bucks.
Hey, right, man, if y'all niggas trying to go, nigga, I just get my Tim Anderson nigga. We rocking out, bro.
Yeah, I'm gonna be out in Nevada because my mama coming out here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
that's right.
I mean, I'll go. I don't care.
Shit, niggas wanna do it. Fuck it.
Golden Road.
I would compare San Diego to like Chicago if it was on the West Coast. I'm dead ass serious.
Is Chicago on the West Coast? Okay.
It's like, first of all, it's like what, the sixth biggest city in America. So it's not like a small town. It is a big city, but it's just like it's just fun. Like yeah. Gaslamp Quarter, just it's like a metropolitan college town damn near.
That's a good way to describe it because everyone out there, they just want to kick it like.
So is it like a cracking city or like a city you when you watch, you move there, you raise a family?
No, it cracks.
It cracks. Okay. It cracks. It's like both. If you watch, you want to raise a family, you can go raise a family. But if you want to go there and like just have fun, you can go there and have fun. But it's not like club fun. They have clubs, but it's not like club.
It's mostly like bar type shit. Like
I'm past the club, bar hop,
hit up Gaslamp, bar hop, like. Take your shots, meet up with everyone. Like all the people out there is really cool. And like most of the people is like laid back. They just want to have a good time, take shots and like.
I was already halfway done with clubs before the pandemic. I'm really done with them shits.
I told you, I forgot what year it was, but I walked into a club in Vegas and I was just stood there and I was like, nigga, this shit too loud for me. I got
right. Nigga,
that's when I knew it was over for me. I was in that bitch like, nigga, it's loud.
Yeah, I'm like, dog, I'd rather just, you know, go to a bar, nigga, go to a restaurant, you know what I'm saying? Some low key. Bro. I'm not trying to be all up in, you know. What the fuck is that?
My bad. Clicked on something.
Hold on. Pab, you got a Batum shirt on?
Yeah, the homies, that's a reason why. The homies who cover the team, they made these shirts. They gave them to me for free. I just like the shirt. Batum Battalion.
Oh, 85 Battalion.
That's what I said. Who the hell stands for him? Why
they
make those shirts?
Hey, man, Nick Batum was balling for like 3 months.
Pat, and it was free, so you can't complain too.
You can't complain, man. I can't complain. Shout out, Locked On Clips.
Shout out to y'all for the official. Y'all had like official press release and shit.
Shout out,
Lexi Brown is in the Hoops and Brews family.
I'll
refrain from all WNBA comments.
Yeah, keep them in the group chat.
On the free feed.
Scott, we're going to get you to watch 10 games this year, bro, front to back.
Man, that's a lot, dog. I don't know if I've watched 10 NBA games front
to
back.
Yes, you have.
Yes, you have.
Front to
yes,
back?
You
have. Front yes, to you back. Have. Are you sure?
You definitely watched 10 Bulls games this year.
10 Bulls, okay, and not including the Bulls. They don't count.
They do count as an NBA team.
No, that's my team. So that don't count.
It doesn't matter. It's still basketball.
But that don't count. It counts. I'm talking about teams that I'm not emotionally invested with. So that's all of them except for the Bulls.
So you ain't watched 10 Nets games?
Okay, that might be a lot. You might be exactly. Like, I have watched Mad.
Got them.
Nah, you lying, nigga.
The Nets are definitely my B team, nigga.
You lying, nigga. This nigga like, man.
Hey, don't they play tonight?
They playing
right now.
They probably finna lose.
Yeah, they down 26 last time I checked. They're gonna try to initiate Blake in the offense.
Wait, Blake playing tonight?
Yeah, I saw him dunk in the pregame.
Oh shit, Blake on the court.
Yeah, I saw him dunk in the pregame. Nigga looked like he had a hard time getting in the air. I've become a Harden fan. I didn't get out of here, bro. You know what's funny? I fuck a Harden and I don't fuck a Giannis no more. I didn't see that on my 2021 bingo card.
Get out, bro.
Hey man, if you can give
I hate
your,
all y'all.
If you can give up your hate for Steph Curry, I can give up my hate for
Steph,
Harden.
The young GOAT. The OG.
Relax.
The GOAT. Second, the third greatest PG ever. Let's get it.
Who's second?
Bob Cousy.
Get the fuck out of here.
Bob Cousy.
Bob Cousy second.
The only person over Steph is the Magic Man, nigga. That is
Bob Cousy second. Nah, fuck. You got to respect the history of the
Bob
game.
Cousy, not Bob Cousy, not my top five, bro.
Bob Cousy got like four MVPs, bro.
I don't give a damn what he got, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? He got
like 18.
Niggas ain't had color TVs, nigga.
It don't matter. He ain't like
TVs. I don't care about anything that happened before Kareem Abdul-Jabbar got drafted.
When Kareem got drafted? 69?
Yeah, 69. That's to me when the modern NBA started.
The modern NBA technically started after the merger.
Technically, the modern NBA started in 76. Okay, that's fine. We'll push it up a little bit. That's perfectly fine with me. I don't care. All I know is me and Pav's bet is gonna come down to the wire.
This niggas is tripping. That Nuggets game, gee, it went like I cut it on. I'm like, damn, these niggas finna win. Kobe White started it all.
Nah, nigga, when Jamal Murray faked. I don't know who the fuck he faked for that three. I turned it off. I'm like, I'm not watching this shit no more. I know exactly what the fuck's gonna happen.
Zach got his shit picked.
Look,
so
Zach,
smooth.
Look, Zach be trying. People be like, oh, help Zach. No. Zach be putting in on the bullshit too. We not letting this nigga slide, Mr. Turnover. Zach be doing the same shit. Nigga be thinking it's 2K at the end of the game.
That's just him. I one respect it because he don't care and he's willing to take the shot. But it's like, nigga.
I officially, like I said on the pod last week, I agree with Pav now. Like, this is no longer an argument. I just want to win the bet now.
That's it.
That's what it comes down to. He was right about his overall point.
Niggas.
This team was just ass juice.
Scott said, fuck the facts. I just want to win.
Fuck the facts. I just want to win. These niggas just got to win like 6 more games, nigga. 6.
How many games got left?
We got 2 more months left. So we got about 30 games left.
Shit, nigga.
Go 6-24. And I'm fine.
The way these niggas be playing. Well, so
do we want to take it to with the trade deadline? If the Bulls add more firepower, does it change the bet or if they decide
how
to
they gonna add more firepower?
I don't know. I'm just saying if. Does it change the bet? Okay, all right, cool. I'm with it.
The bet is the bet. Unless these niggas come up here and get fucking, I don't know, Kawhi or some shit, then nah. But like, nah, the bet is the bet. Like, nigga, what more firepower are they gonna get, bro?
I mean, I think you could get Lonzo and that would turn down a lot of
that's firepower.
Nigga, have you seen who's the point guard for us?
I have seen who the point guard is.
Kobe. Yeah,
when Satoransky is your best point guard, it's a problem.
Sato threw this nigga Kobe the ball. He was out of bounds.
Look, man, I'm done with
Kobe.
It's coming up court. He threw the nigga the ball. He was out of bounds.
Scott.
I'm done with Kobe. I know that's Scott. Your boy.
What did I tell you when you hit me up 2 years ago and said, what about this nigga Kobe? I said, the nigga not a point guard. I'll take that right now.
I knew that, but even just offensively, he pissed me off sometimes. Like, you doing too
He
much.
Just OC. But, like, yeah, again, they need to – but they need to make – that's why I said make the nigga a 6-man. Take away.
Oh, I agree. He's already 6-man. He come off the bench now. When they change the lineup, so we can go.
Take away his ability to think. He don't need to think at all.
At all.
You don't need to think. Like, they need to tell him, all right, bro, we're going to put you in the game for 8 minutes. How many good
score.
Shots? Can you get up in 8 minutes? And he gonna look at you, be very excited, and he's gonna shoot the fucking ball.
Pav, real quick, do this.
Yeah, that's what friends are for.
Cause you're my friend.
Yeah, oh. You had some stuff on your nose, bro.
But
yeah, man, we got this. It's the longest NBA season ever, probably because it's the most uninteresting NBA season. We got another 2 months of this shit. Like, the playoffs don't start to like fucking Memorial Day weekend down there.
It's pretty much so because everybody hurt.
Which Memorial Day weekend gonna be nasty, by the way.
Yeah, that shit gonna be disgusting.
Memorial Day weekend is gonna be nasty.
Gee, you saw Miami put out a
spring break right now, right?
Nick, I didn't even know, but you saw Miami put out a fucking warning because too many niggas is in Miami. The city of Miami put out like a warning.
A national emergency.
Yeah, a national emergency.
But what did they say though?
Like niggas wilding out too much.
Niggas is out, bro.
Niggas is getting stomped out in restaurants. Niggas is like trying to run out on tabs, getting beat up by waiters. Like them niggas is acting stupid right now.
Bro, this gonna be. Like, one
I seen a nigga get chased out of a restaurant and then by the waiters.
I'm here for a controlled fun this summer. Like I'm getting the fuck out the way. Like I'm not finna be in mad events. Like if there's more than 10 people there, I will not be there, my nigga. Have fun.
This you'll gonna be a nasty facts.
I'm really
you like, I'm you, really nigga. Not. You gonna say that and then you gonna start getting comfortable like a month in.
Nah, he gonna go there. He gonna go there. It's not gonna be packed. He gonna have three drinks. Next thing you know, that bitch is full. And he be like, oh, fuck it. I'm here.
Shit, I'm here, nigga. I'm yeah. here.
Nigga, I got my shots. I'm good.
He's gonna go to the patio.
We are long. We are long.
Go to the patio.
We are like that, arms out.
He goes to the patio. Oh,
we are long overdue for one of them drunk nights with niggas.
Them all get, day.
Yeah, them all day, John. We are long. We ain't had one of them in a long ass time.
Nigga,
yeah.
Them shits take a lot out of you, nigga.
Oh, they do, but what we got to do?
Yeah, I did that shit Friday. I did that shit Friday. I said, oh.
Nigga, like, my tolerance. Came,
I said, oh, yeah, I'm washed.
My tolerance was bad a year ago, nigga. That shit's terrible now, nigga. Nigga, three glasses of wine had me out for the count. I'm done. And I've realized I can only drink red wine. It's something about white wine that makes me sleepy. I don't get drunk, but it makes me sleepy.
You get sleepy off white wine?
Off white. I don't know what the... Like, I'm not drunk or intoxicated. I just be sleepy. Just.
What kind of white wine do you be buying, though?
I don't even know, bro. My white wine game, I don't even... I just be grabbing
the
shit.
The one that got the yellow tab on sale.
I ain't getting a big jug, nigga, from CVS. Hell no.
Get that Rossi.
No, I'm a little more class than that. I'm upgraded from the Rossi.
Hey, Pat, have you tried that Travis Scott shit yet?
I haven't. I gotta go get it. I gotta.
I'm gonna tell you this. It's the new Four Locos.
Oh, for real?
That shit will fuck you up. Like I had that shit the other day, and it's like 7%. It's 7% for like a White Claw type shit.
God, nah, nigga. That sounds like you two of this shit. Your ass fall out, nigga.
I had like two of them, and I said, "Where the fuck am I at?" Like,
isn't nigga, it infused with tequila?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, well, look, tequila is
standard now. And then you know my ass, I put some Tito's in that bitch see, too, because I was like, oh yeah, I'll be all right.
See, nigga, yeah. you be trying to tip over.
Yeah, I woke up, I said, oh no, what happened in the last 2 hours?
I got runs to make, bro. I gotta see the guys. I gotta go to Thomas' house, gotta see his kid. I gotta go to my cousin Dan's house. I gotta see kids, bro. I see no niggas getting over.
Right.
I see kids.
Yo, yeah, dad. Yo, big uncle duty.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You gotta go run around, drop off some shit.
Yeah, I gotta see the kids. You know,
kiss
what I'm
the babies.
You know, them they can't talk. My daughter can talk a lot. So I gotta go over there.
You can deal with that.
Yeah, I can deal with that. You know, she'll do her own thing. Like, you know, I don't know how to talk to babies. They just be in my hand. I just be like, oh, hey, what's up?
Yeah,
then I don't even hold baby.
I ain't really talked to my little cousins, so they got like 10. I'm not gonna. They think if you think I'm lying, you can ask them.
Pat, dead ass. I've held one baby before I had Isaiah. I held one baby my entire life.
I don't want to hold babies. Like, get them niggas away from me.
Yeah.
Now I'd be scared. Like, I'd be scared.
Right. Be like, oh, what did you just? No.
I'd be scared when I hold babies. Yeah. They be moving around. I don't want to drop their ass, bro. Like,
if
I do hold a baby, I'm sitting down, my nigga. Like,
I'm not moving. I'm like,
facts.
Like my brother's good with kids. My mama just picking like, you know, move around and shit. I can't
come
do
here,
that.
Baby.
Yeah, I'll be scared. I'm gonna drop that little motherfucker, and then you mad at me. So I just, you know,
wait till they like can have a conversation when you can talk.
I
pull up.
Right, exactly. You know what I'm saying? But you know, I gotta do that. You know, I'm be in Chicago for a month, starting on April 12th. I'll be damn near a month, like April 12th to May 3rd. So I've been trying to see what the lay of the land is like. So
at the lay of the land,
that should be cool.
Mm-hmm. Pat, mm-hmm.
hold on, everyone.
What lay of the land? Another 10 day,
another 10 day. Yeah, I renewed that bitch like twice already in the last 2 weeks. Yeah, no, I'm signed for the rest of the season. It's not.
Yeah. At this point, you may as well, bro.
Yeah, I'm signed for the rest of the season. So,
nigga, get cut like Big Cuz. We'll be out of there.
By the way, I got hit. I got hit with an ultimatum. So,
oh, tell us about the ultimatum.
Basically, you gonna stop bullshitting, or I'm not talking to your ass no more.
Man, you broke. I got hit with.
she basically hit my ass like so I'm finally with it now. You don't want to be in it. I ain't got time for that shit. I'm giving you a weekend to decide.
Figure it out.
She said, I'm going out of town. You figure it out. You better let me know by Monday. I was like, okay.
And you let her know by Saturday morning.
No, I didn't let her know by Saturday. It was Sunday morning.
Nigga sipped that tape before he ate breakfast.
So I had to think about it.
That nigga had a good nice rest, rolled over.
Fuck it. Hey, you know when they start hitting you like, oh, I'm not the only one. You be doing this at the third. I'm like, damn, I do be tripping. It was shit that y'all niggas said in the podcast. She was naming out. I was like, you know what? She's right. So yeah,
I tell you,
I'm signed for the rest of the season. We'll see what happens.
But that's dope. Happy for you. Hope it goes well.
Yeah, we will see. So, well, yeah. So I think that'd be cool in Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully it's warm.
I need to go back. I ain't been to Chicago in a year.
You ain't been to Chicago since All-Star, nigga.
Yeah, since all. Nah, week after that. Because I came back like 2 weeks later. I came back the week before the world shut down. So I was telling everybody COVID.
No, you listening to me. You, Thomas, and my brother tell niggas about this shit for months. I'm going to laugh in the group chat. Yeah, fuck out of here, nigga. Yeah, the world's gonna get shut down.
Science.
Yeah, the world. My brother hit me before Christmas 2019. Man, you better watch this COVID out there. I was like, get the fuck out of here. There's a new virus every fucking year, nigga. I'm out here.
Yeah. I didn't think the world was gonna be shut down.
G, you said that, G. You predicted it, bro.
The world was gonna be shut down?
Yeah,
I said the world was gonna be shut down.
You said that it's gonna be shut down. You said this shit gonna last for like 4 years. That's what you said.
I know I said that. Okay, well then I guess I
you
did.
And,
say that.
You, Thomas, and my brother all said
take your victory lap.
Okay, all right. Pat be right, and it'd be pissing me off because it don't be right away. That's why it all comes to fruition. That's why Pat's takes me so wild initially. And then, like, months later, we was like, damn, this nigga was right. Like, I was watching the Bulls, like, damn, these niggas are ass.
These niggas are ass.
Once you remove the fact that there was a bad coach, you like, damn, these niggas really did suck.
It ain't just him. He was not great, but them niggas
like,
also
Billy
suck.
Billy Donovan was torching his ass off, and that nigga was trying to find new schemes, and them niggas still humped it up, G.
Ain't no schemes for weakness, G. Them niggas be some hoopers. Ain't no schemes, bro. I saw 4 or 5 Bulls games last year in person. Nigga, Shaquille Harrison started 3 of them.
Yes, he did.
Hey, I swear, me and Scott would text every time that nigga was on the court, like, here this nigga go again.
Nah, I used to hate them.
All that nigga used to do is hit turbo and go to the lane.
No, you know what'll blow me? Remember when Kobe White would throw like a oop to him and say to like, Shaq to cut Kobe to Shaq. Like, nope, we
it's
ain't doing
not that.
Oh, when they try to call Chris Dunn KD? No.
That nigga name is Chris.
Well, that nigga name is Chris. Has that nigga even played a game for the Hawks?
He had ankle surgery.
See? Chris Dunn always hurt.
Yeah, you know who else ain't played all year real quick, Pat? TJ Warren. Nigga hooped all.
He broke his foot.
Ain't heard from that nigga since.
Somebody tweeted yesterday that if the playoffs are 50% capacity, no, he said full capacity, and I think they're going to at least be 50% capacity. That there's gonna be a lot of role players whose their stats gonna go down.
I'm telling you what they need to do. They need to do full. They need to start the finals July 4th and make it a full stadium.
They not pushing that shit up, bro.
No, the
finals
I think start
like July 10th or some shit. It start like I think it ends like July 17th, July 20th. Let me see. NBA Finals 2021. NBA Finals 2021 starts. July 8th to the 22nd.
Well, they missed a moment.
Yeah, July 8th. And the playoffs start. May 22nd. The play-in tournament starts on the 21st.
Okay.
So that play-in tournament is going to make this trade deadline interesting because I don't think a lot of people are going to be really trying to trade.
Yeah, because like if you the 10th, I think it's what all the way from 6 to 10, right? It's the play-in,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, 6 to 10 is the play-in game.
Yeah, so if you 10, you like, all I got to do is be 10 and we got a shot.
Yeah, exactly.
Somebody fucking tweak an ankle, and nigga,
speaking of ankle, that nigga LeBron. This shit look cooked.
First of all, he funny for staying in the game and shooting three to keep his three
point. Going. Oh, that's what people talk about.
Funny nigga. Yes.
Oh, I ain't.
Yes, the nigga has seven. He hit that three, lit down court, fouled a nigga, and left the game. Like, you funny as hell for hitting that three to keep that streak alive, bro. But first of all, this nigga Braun has been doing some egregious stat padding over the past 2 weeks.
Not about a nigga over the past 2 years. What are you talking about?
No. The past 2 weeks has been egregious. The last two triple doubles, gee, this nigga stayed in the game for like 6 minutes to get one rebound, got the rebound checked out. I'm like, gee, what are you doing, bro?
And then they get to the podium, like, I don't understand why I have four MVPs.
I love Rob, but this nigga be lying. See, you have as many MVPs as you deserve.
Thank you. Thank you for coming over my side.
He does not deserve six MVP. Look, you have four MVP.
I've never said anything about this nigga's game. He can hoop. As far as niggas I've actually seen with my two eyes, he's number two. But that nigga is full of shit. I'm just sorry. I just can't fuck. I don't like niggas who just need to be liked all the time. Like, if LeBron came out and said, fuck y'all niggas, y'all can't beat me, he'd be my favorite player. When he said at the NBA, yeah, I lost the finals, you niggas broke.
That's one of the best American
top
quote
three
ever.
Sports moment ever, nigga.
that nigga
said, "Ha ha, yeah, you laughing at me, but you got to go with your shift to Best Buy in the morning, nigga." Who laughing now? Right. I got two cribs in the same neighborhood,
and I get to decide what Bentley I want to drive today. Enjoy your life,
okay. Nigga. Niggas poor.
All right. You niggas poor.
That's the Bron I fuck with. This nigga. When Draymond called him, and I got problems with Draymond too. Now this nigga Mr. Clutch over here, big bro, like nigga, disgusting.
He getting ready for his after basketball, like
big
bro.
He getting ready because he know his ass is about to be released.
They gonna ship his ass to Orlando, nigga.
They about to buy that nigga out.
They gonna ship that nigga out for Aaron Gordon.
Nobody's
nigga.
Trading for Draymond, bro. They are stuck with that nigga.
That nigga does have a ridiculous contract.
Nobody is trading for that nigga, and I think he has a trade kicker on his deal too.
Ooh.
A 15% trade kick, I think.
Oh, no.
Nobody's trading for that nigga, bro. He is stuck there.
Before our listeners think this is another episode of Hoops and Brews, let's carry this on. We want to talk about the hot Twitter topic of the week.
Oh, sweet boy. Quetty.
It's my time.
Yeah.
It's my time. The moment shot. I've been waiting for.
The main thing that I saw that, like, frustrated me was so many women. No, it was like so many women was kept saying, she's so bad. How do you cheat on this?
And Beyonce got cheated on.
But they were basically equating the fact of, I felt like
I know you're trying to say. So you're trying to say ugly women deserve to get cheated on?
No, that's not what I'm saying.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about what they're saying.
Yes, like, why are we talking about, maybe she was just annoying. Maybe she was a very annoying woman who was bad.
It could be that simple.
Like, right. Maybe it's like, bro, like the hallmark of a great woman or great relationship is not strictly looks. And I felt like people on Twitter was, she's so bad. How could you do this? Maybe she's annoying. Maybe she's not cool. Maybe you don't want to hang around her.
There's a couple things about this. Do I think that nigga cheated? Probably. Just because most men cheat.
Guaranteed.
But this is the problem I have, okay, with a lot of things. One, why are we sitting up and we, like you said, we don't know neither one of these motherfuckers, yo. We don't know if she's annoying. We don't know the type of, we already know she eats like a sailor. Like, maybe Quavo like got sailor. Tired of her putting hot sauce in the fucking, you know, oysters. Nigga.
Hot Cheetos and ramen and
nigga.
All like, that wild
look, she was putting fucking, and look, I'm not finna sit up here and act like I got the cleanest diet. I'm fat as hell, as obviously.
He put ranch on spaghetti.
But nigga, in my whole entire 32, damn near 33-year life, I've never, ever put fucking ranch on spaghetti. That should be a fucking felony, okay? Like, what the fuck are you doing? She put fucking flaming hots and oodles and noodles, nigga? Ugh. That's like a trip to the bathroom.
It just sounds disgusting. Like,
it's disgusting.
Do you really eat like that? Like, but she's doing
it's like this. It's like that meme. Like, damn, bitch, you live like this?
Exactly. Like, I know your stomach hates your fucking life.
And she works out. So you have this part of me that knows you eat clean, right? So if you eat clean, that means that shit is leaving you the same way it's entering you. Like, so that ass, you ever know when you, like, you start eating clean. Like, if you eat clean for like a couple minutes, you try to eat some bullshit, you're gonna be on the toilet.
Oh, it'll fuck you up. I ate clean for like 2-3 weeks, nigga. I ate a slice of pizza, nigga. I was finished.
Bro, I remember like, 2 years ago, G. I remember, Pat, remember we used to go to, I don't know if 2 years, it was like 3 or 4 years ago. We used to go to Lock and Key.
Yeah.
And there used to be like a food truck outside. And I had been eating clean for like a couple months. And I decided to have some steak fries after the club. Boy, when I got home, nigga.
Done for.
It was a long night. It was right. A long fucking night.
I mean, I take probiotics every day, so
yeah, we know, nigga. We know you take your vitamins.
Yep. Oh, by the way, the probiotic secret is this: I have the cure for hangovers, right?
Okay.
Go to Gelson's, go to Whole Foods, go to whatever health food store. Get you some Bio-K. It's like six of them. Okay. Drink the whole thing of Bio-K, like the whole little thing of Bio-K before you drink. When you wake up the next day, before you drink.
Okay.
When you wake up the next day, you like. If you hung over, it'll be all in your head. You can easily just take some Excedrin and you good. But your stomach won't be like, you won't be throwing up your stomach.
Because the stomach be the worst part. The headaches go away after you
I haven't had a hangover, like a full one, a stomach one, in forever. And if you do have one, just go make sure you go get some Bio-K, drink it. You'll feel better.
Okay. I would try that. I would try that. But
Bio-K.
With the sweetie thing, man, number one, y'all was lying on Quavo talking about he stole the car. He ain't steal the car.
No, the shit that nigga was lying on was when somebody said sweetie was keeping Quavo relevant. I'm like, nigga,
look,
let's not do this.
I'm gonna be real. I don't wanna, you know, I love sweetie. If you follow my Instagram story, you know I love that bitch. But anyway,
why she gotta be a bitch?
I didn't mean that. I knew I love that young lady, that amazing, smart young lady. She has a degree from USC. I fuck with you, so I take that back.
And I think she went to San Diego State.
Yeah, like, she went to San Diego State, too. So I need to take bitch out of my vocabulary, but I've been such a scumbag for so long that it's just been in
there. Bring it back.
But I apologize. That beautiful black queen, that Nubian goddess, who the fuck is listening to her music? Let's be real. And I'm not sitting here acting... Huh?
My type is nice.
You like that beat?
I like the song.
No, you it reminds you of the better days when Too Short actually used the beat. And
that's it.
Justice to it. Ain't, you don't like the song, nigga.
That's why all of her best songs is sampled off some shit that
some,
we
some
can't.
Bay Area shit. And I'm not sitting there acting like.
I will say this real quick. My fault.
Go ahead.
What's the song she got with Kehlani?
Nigga, I have no idea, bro.
Back to the Streets.
Oh, that song. I have
that one's not that bad.
That's what Kehlani was. That with Doja Cat.
It's Kehlani.
Okay.
It's not that bad.
Okay. As he goes away.
No, I had to put my phone on.
So that's all you was gonna say? That's all you was gonna say?
And it, you know, the one thing that's funny is like niggas that think that they. Going jump in their DMs and she gonna be like, "Oh, this nigga with 400 followers, like, I'm gonna get him."
Let me get this this nigga who works at fucking Home Depot. Give him my number.
You're right.
Like,
I went from Quavo to Jerome. Like,
look, bro. Look, I know. I be joking. She want nothing to do with my broke ass. Okay, let's be very clear about that. Okay.
Like, I know what it is.
I know for a fact. If me and Sweetie in the same. Vicinity, I'm not saying shit. Okay, I'm not even. I'm not gonna play myself.
You're thinking wrong. You're thinking wrong.
Hold on. Let me finish before you go on your little path philosophy, bro. Even if I successfully did that, right? How am I going to keep that up? You have to realize what house you buying.
Are you here for a good time or a long time?
It's gonna be a quick time.
Are you here for a good time?
It's gonna be
a quick time. Because the first gonna come and the bills gonna hit, and be like, all right, baby.
She just gonna be paying for my shit. She don't look like that. Like she does that. She wants a nigga to be buying her Bentley. I ain't got it.
Go to dinner.
Somebody said, "Sweetie, not a woman." You take to
nigga got fried.
And it's also funny because white people take full ass hookers to dinners.
Legit,
ass hookers, my nigga.
Actual escorts.
Like, come on, what are we talking about here?
Like, folks don't. I don't think folks realize how often like hookers get brought out or escorts.
Because they're a good time, allegedly.
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 We know what we're here for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We ain't got to fake it. We know what we're here for, yo. You know what I'm saying? So, but I wanted to get into a deeper, darker criminal link that Pat was talking about. I want to know why y'all think just because they're pretty, they don't get cheated. And this is why I think it's problematic. One, because you're insinuating, because let's just say you're a woman and you don't look as attractive as the other. And I only say that because beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You know what I'm saying? So I will say that. But so you're justifying that if a woman who doesn't look as good as Sweetie, oh, she just gets cheated on, she just get fucking cheated on. Another reason is you could be the baddest woman on planet Earth. If you got a stank-ass attitude and you a horrible fucking person, none of that fucking shit matters. I'm going to be right. So why? That's why, and Beyonce got cheated on, nigga.
Nigga, Holly Berry got cheated
Holly
on.
Holly Berry got cheated on.
Multiple times. Like,
yeah, nigga.
She got cheated on a lot.
She got cheated on
Holly
a lot.
Berry and Holly Berry, one of the prettiest females of our generation.
Of our generation.
And niggas be like, I'm gonna go fuck this bitch that work at Walmart because this bitch get on my nerves.
Nigga's been like this since old school. Nigga, like fucking nigga Diana Ross got cheated on. Nigga Diane Carroll was fucking Sidney Poitier's side bitch. Nigga, it's been since the beginning of time. Nigga, cool. It's all. You don't know these legendary people. We gonna keep you out of black conversation. Okay, just sit your ass over there. Diane Carroll was fine as hell in the 80s. Yeah,
what's
in the
70s.
Well, she dead now, but Diane Carroll, she was fine as hell. Yeah, like 2 years ago.
Diane Carroll.
She was bad as hell, like in the 70s and 80s. Like, yes, sir. Well, anyway.
Ooh, shit.
I told you, exactly. Okay. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. It looked like a vibe.
Right. Okay. That's our old elegant fine.
That's that elegant fine, right.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh, look at this.
I like when Pav, you find out new black shit. That should be hilarious. That should be funny as hell. Who is this? But yeah, so I just want to know, like, when we get deeper today, why we think like that's acceptable, yo? Like,
because people keep it at the face level of beauty equals like she's untouchable.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she's pretty. Like, no one will ever do her wrong. No. Like, if the bitch get on your nerve, the bitch get on your nerve.
And then what?
A nigga would be tired of looking at you, no matter how fine you is.
Yeah, for every nigga's gonna be like, nigga tired of fucking.
Who said that line? I forgot who said that line.
Was it Chris Rock? It was Chris Rock. That
was Chris Rock. I thought that was a rap line.
Whoever said it nigga didn't lie.
Whoever said that needs a Nobel Peace Prize.
Nigga didn't lie.
Wow, Blake already blocking Bradley Beal.
I'm telling you, this nigga is fine. This nigga finna catch a live and windmill at some point in time this season.
Yeah, Blake, from what I seen, he hooping today. At least like on the defense end. I don't think he got that many points, but he been active on defense.
I think I saw Blake take a charge. I'm like, this nigga is fighting for his career.
Real quick, this might be the worst commercial ever when them niggas say real G's moving silence like sourdough.
I saw that.
Dog, I'm gonna throw my remote the first time I heard that shit.
But yeah, nigga. So it's just look, I feel like and then that was a lot of projecting. I had to log out, nigga. I mean, goddamn. Every time a celebrity couple breaks up, it's like, first of all, y'all don't know these people. Let's get this very clear. It was that and with the Deshaun Watson shit. Deshaun don't look like that. You don't know that nigga. He could be a nasty ass nigga. We don't know this nigga.
Because
he throw a football well. You don't think he just be getting his Bill Cosby on? We don't know this nigga.
So Scott, I missed that because I was offline that day, but I think I popped on and they said like 22 girls.
He was it's weird. I'm not gonna get deep into that situation, but I would just say
it's ugly.
Oh, we're just straight Bill Cosby territory.
Oh shit.
So I would just say 22 women said that he was on some Heathcliff Huxtable shit. And I'm going to leave it at that.
Said he was whipping his dick out on the massage part at the massage.
He's out here like the pudding pops.
Just touch it.
Yeah, the Bill Cosby shit. Like,
that nigga will say, just touch it. No.
He's out here like, I'm not going to.
Just touch it.
Yeah, I'm not. Look, this is not Patreon. So we're going to keep this very light.
Oh, shit.
Man, he was wild. So you niggas don't know Deshaun. You niggas don't know Sweetie and Quavo. And I knew something was up when Sweetie appeared on, first of all, that Justin LaBoy show. By the way, Puff. Giving Justin LaBoy a platform is worse than you've done since trying to sell us on loan. I just want you to be very clear about that. Very clear about that. It's Instagram TV and it's terrible. And it's him and Diddy's other son, the other Justin nigga. And she was on there. Now, allegedly, I don't know. Allegedly, she used to date Diddy's son. So when I saw her on there, I was like, trouble in paradise.
So, right.
And then when she said, Oh, I ain't been happy for a long time. I went for a tweet, and I think I got a lot of women in my mentions where I tweeted, a woman will leave you mentally months before she actually moves on. Like, I know every woman, easily. I know that's right. I know that's right. Sometimes years. I'm like, oh, okay, that's a problem. If you're unhappy for years, leave. You still just think that's your fault.
Leave. That's your fault. You want to be miserable for that long?
If you're wrong with you.
But that shit happens all the time. It happens all the time.
I can see a couple months.
You know that, like, a chick will still be with you. Don't give a fuck about anything.
When
like
a woman don't want to argue with you anymore.
What did we say the other day? When she don't care?
Yeah, be very afraid.
That's when you know it's over.
You know how niggas like, man, my girl always be nagging me. When she don't nag you,
get be scared. Very afraid. Yep, because some nigga probably piping her before she come to your house. Guaranteed.
Hello?
She getting distraught, then she walking in the house with a smile, like everything's cool. And your dumb ass is sitting there playing 2K, like, oh, well, she ain't saying shit. So I guess I'm good. I ain't fuck up today. Yes. Yeah, her insides is destroyed. From another nigga.
Sorry for the interruption, guys. But anyway, what was I saying? Oh,
you missed
that
whole conversation.
Yeah, I missed the whole conversation, yeah.
I mean, I think that's just people in general. I mean, you know, men don't break up when we just like treat you wrong and hope you leave.
we just fuck up the whole situation till you dump us.
Yeah. Then you dump us. So that goes like works both with niggas be checked
and
out
then,
too.
Hey, and then niggas would go to the next girl and be like, yeah, my ex was, she was tripping. Like, I don't know.
Okay,
I don't know why she broke up with me.
I don't believe that my ex was tripping for men or women. I need to hear both sides of the story.
Both sides.
I need to hear both sides. Because even me, I kind of look at my, and I like, you know, after I get done being mad or upset about something, I'll take like a big view. All right, what did I fuck up here? And then you sit back and look like, okay, I did a lot of wild shit. So, you know, I can take, you know, some blame for that.
It's I can take just that, one I kind of fucked up, like that type shit.
Yeah, man, but you know, and it's funny, every couple that is announced as goals. If this ever happened, I do not want to be
that's the kiss of death right
if
there.
If Russell Wilson ever cheats on Sierra, that's gonna be Infinity War Part Two. I'm logging the fuck
I'm
out.
I'm here for that. I'm gonna be on the internet crying. I am here for that. What would women do?
What would women do? You know, you're gonna see people praying for them. You don't see people praying for them to get back together. Like, God is so good. God will put you through these tests so you can come through the darkness and be back together. Like, all that type of shit. But maybe Russ gonna be tired of that bitch dancing all the time and end up fucking with some other Seattle bitch or some shit. You never know.
Oh yeah, it's not. It's
you might find one of them Chicago girls that'll cuss his ass out and be like, "Ooh, I need that."
Nah, I don't think he's gonna go that far.
Yeah,
I don't think he's gonna go that far.
Russ ain't going that.
Hey, hold up, because he'll have to go to Chicago, and that's not gonna happen.
Facts, it's not gonna happen.
Okay,
you niggas thought she was getting Russ.
Okay, look, first of all,
You niggas had 36 memes. You was tweeting fucking Russ memes every day. Whole time, this nigga is not leaving.
Before we get it,
niggas got Andy Dalton.
Talk a lot of shit for a nigga who team gonna finish with the same record as us. Let's be very clear.
At least they didn't think they was getting Russ. You niggas had Super Bowl ambitions.
Okay, that's fine. Like I said a couple weeks ago, I'm already in hell. It can't get no worse than that. Did you see me have a rant on the TL? I forgot 5 minutes later. I don't give a shit.
You knew it was gonna be bad.
Them
niggas signed Andy Dalton. I said, nigga, did y'all see how sorry that nigga was for the Cowboys?
Hey man,
they just kept Mitch.
No, I'm glad.
Y'all should have. No, at least that nigga could run.
No, he can't.
Andy can't run.
He can't even run no more. Mitch can't run. The last time Mitch ran, then the last play for the last 2 years, you seen Mitch run.
Then what can Andy do?
He can do it better than Mitch. I'm not the bar is in hell, but Andy Dalton's better than Mitch Trubisky.
Is he?
Yes,
he
is.
In 2021?
Yeah, in 2021, Andy Dalton is better than Mitch Trubisky. Now, I'm not saying Andy Dalton is good.
You lying. No, I'm sorry.
Mitchell Trubisky is the bottom three quarterback in the NFL.
No, he's not.
Yes, he
bottom
is.
Three?
Bottom three quarterback in the NFL.
He's not that bad.
That nigga is ass. And anybody who say he's not that bad.
This is Payne speaking.
No, he's legit not good.
This is Payne speaking.
He's legit not good.
Just pain speaking.
Anybody who watches this nigga week after week would say he's not good, bro.
Boy, bottom three is crazy.
Bottom, no, it's not. Bottom three. He's already
Case Keenum better, G.
Yes, Case Keenum's better. Case Keenum led his team to the NFC Championship. Yes, the fuck.
Sam Darnold.
I don't know, but Sam Darnold might be number one.
Okay.
They're the three worst quarterbacks in the NFL, starting quarterbacks in the NFL, were Mr. Trubisky, Sam Darnold, and Daniel Jones. That's why when I saw Giants fans getting excited by Kenny Galladay, like Daniel Jones not going to be throwing them shits to MSG. I know a bad quarterback. Daniel Jones sucks. Daniel Jones sucks.
That nigga on his knock Spike Lee glasses off.
Look, and like I said, I have reached the point where they don't make me mad anymore. Everybody was mentioning, oh, pray for Scott. Nigga, I don't care. 5 minutes later, I forgot. I don't give it. They're going to suck. They've sucked my entire fucking life. They're probably going to suck the rest of my life. But guess what? I will see you niggas week one.
Ready.
I'm a dog fan. It is with it. I'll see you niggas week one. Hey, brother, I'm down with the Bears. Yeah, okay. See you training camp.
Exactly.
See you training camp. We niggas gonna be like, well, Andy Dalton might be able to pull out 8 wins. And if the defense do this, we could get 10. I'm not finna be one of them niggas, but that's saying that. You gotta be fucked up. I'm gonna get excited over Andy Dalton, Nick Foles quarterback room.
That's gonna be ugly.
I'm assuming they'll draft one.
Okay, that makes you feel better than niggas
who
took Mr. Trubisky over generational talent.
They didn't know, bro.
Get fuck out of here. Okay, even if you didn't know, like I said, even if you don't know about Pat, Deshaun was right there in the same conference.
Conference. They might have known his character was questionable.
No, yeah, get the fuck out of here. They ain't
maybe
know
they
shit.
Did an interview.
Get the fuck out of here.
These maybe niggas, did an interview and didn't Ryan like his
Pace
character.
Signed Ray McDonald, who beat his bitch on camera. I don't want to hear that shit.
Okay.
I don't want to hear about that character shit.
I'm just saying.
White Sox, are gonna be World Series contenders this year. Y'all not ruining my vibe, okay? I got the White Sox to hold me down this year.
Niggas gonna end up winning 70 games. You're gonna be sick.
You know, good and goddamn well that ain't gonna happen. We are stacked, nigga.
I have no idea.
The White Sox are stacked, nigga. I will put money on that shit, nigga. Cubs gonna only be winning 70 games. Every Cubs fan told, I think we gonna win. I told Mike, I think we gonna win 80. I was like, how you gonna stop niggas from scoring? Y'all ain't got no pitching. I don't know, G. I don't know.
I don't know, G.
Y'all niggas got Kyle Hendricks, and that's it. Who else gonna stop? So I got the White Sox, bro. That's it. The Bears, look, they disappoint me all the time, bro. It is what it is.
Niggas had such high hopes.
I did, but that's the part of being a Bears fan.
I respect
you. You have high hopes.
Should have left in 2002 with me.
I should have, but I can't.
You can.
No, I can't. I literally can't. I can't. I know these niggas are sorry. And I just got to accept them. Like I said, I remember Bears fans got mad at me when I said, we're the football Knicks. We are the football Knicks. A dedicated, delusional fan base. You know, a charter franchise, one of the beginning franchises. You know, who, you know, always did. What's the Bears? Oh, they had the Monsters of the Midway. Or this the Mecca. And none of them shits mean anything.
Have one of the most famous teams ever.
They the same shit.
Which is true.
And it's like, well, we've been to the Super Bowl in the last 15 years. Okay. 15, 20. Not that big of a difference. They went to the finals in 99. We went to the Super Bowl in 2006. Not that big of a difference, bro. We the same thing. And what do Knicks fans tell you every year? This year, G, make the playoffs, G. These niggas will tell you Emmanuel quickly is the next Lou Williams.
Oh, G, them niggas, G. I will never forget the Iman Shumpert love. They said this nigga was Penny Hardaway.
Oh, niggas told me he was better than Jimmy Butler. I remember that. Shump better than Jimmy. Niggas, and what?
Niggas was serious, too.
Hey, Pat, them niggas said he was Penny with defense. Them niggas was going crazy on him.
Niggas did say he was Penny with defense. Like, nigga, what? He who?
That's wild as shit.
No, now, he was balling until we tore his ACL, but still, no, nigga.
Balling for him was a cool
6 points. It's like eight points. He was like 8 points. He would just do some cool shit like dunk.
Now the one thing I will give Shump is back in college, I'll never forget this. This nigga destroyed North Carolina like for like 30 something. And like right after that shit happened, Larry Drew got benched. Kendall Marshall got started starting. And then they went on their way, but I'll just never forget. Shump used to destroy North Carolina, so I'll give him that. And he said, I think he said he went to Carolina for a visit. he was gonna go, but I think they were getting, I think they got Larry Drew, and they got someone else, and he was like, oh, okay, bet.
Yeah.
Pam, did you watch Justice League?
No, I haven't watched.
All right, perfect timing because I gotta go.
I know, that was the
all right, niggas. I'll see y'all Thursday.
All right, man. All
right.
All right.
It's a 4-hour movie. It's long as shit, but it's broken up into like chapters.
Chapters, yeah. Like I was told TV that. Show.
It's so actually, it's actually pretty fucking good.
So is it completely reshot? Oh, or is it just like
it's a completely different movie, bro? Like I had to say, maybe 10% of the movie you saw is in it. Like they butchered the fuck out of that film. Like Warner Bros. Need they ass beat for the way they butchered that movie, bro.
Like, I'm confused though. So like,
okay, remember the scene? Remember the scene in there where
no, because I went to sleep when I saw Justice League. So you didn't watch any of them? That's no, Justice League is one of the few movies I went to sleep on.
Because it's a terrible fucking movie.
I went the fuck to sleep. That shit was okay. Well,
it was ridiculous movie. But I put like this. It's like it's more pop, more stuff that you still saw in the movie is more explained. Like in the first Justice League, it was kind of like, and of course we'll go more in depth on cinema with the guys right here on Barber Shit Network. But it's more like, you know, you understand how Batman recruited the whole team. Like on the theatrical version, it's just like, hey, I'm Aquaman, I'll play with you niggas. Like it just wasn't explained. There wasn't no backstory.
He did just show up with niggas.
Yeah, he just showed up. Like in this version, they show him going to recruit Aquaman. Aquaman pressing that nigga. You know what I'm saying? It's more of a explanation. There was a scene in there. Remember Wonder Woman stopped like a bank robbery or something? He's like, where this bitch come from? Like she explains how that happened. The Flash and Cyborg didn't have a backstory in the last one. They explained their backstory. The villains didn't have a backstory. Everything's more explained. And the best part about this movie, Superman is only like 15% of it. Like,
why?
Superman died in Batman vs. Superman.
He did die in Batman vs. Superman.
Remember, but they brought him back to life. Yeah. In like the first 20 minutes of the first movie.
Yeah.
So
they
didn't really feel his death. Yeah. You don't bring this nigga back to like the 2-hour, 30-minute mark.
Okay.
And even then, it takes a minute for him to realize who he is. You know me, I'm not a DC guy. I went back and rewatched the DC movies to see if I was tripping. Took my
They're not that bad, bro.
They're ass, but
I'm no, like, not. They're not that bad.
Batman versus Superman is I upgraded it from trash to mid. It's still
that's not the best one, though. Wonder Woman is the best one.
Wonder Woman, I just don't like that movie. I don't like Wonder Woman as a character because Gal Gadot can't fucking act.
She wasn't that bad in the first Wonder Woman.
I think Gal Gadot's top 5 worst acting in the game. She's bad. Gal Gadot is terrible. They hired her because she's fine and she's tall. That's exact. She looked like Wonder Woman. She can't act. That's why they keep hiring Chris Pine. Chris Pine character died in the first one, but they bring him back because she can't carry a movie by herself. Look at this nigga. He can act. That's what it was. Ben Affleck, I have a new appreciation for him as Batman. I think he was great in there. I still go my nigga Bale. Is Christian Bale and Michael Keaton are the best Batmans to me. But from a violence part, nobody. And fighting-wise, Affleck's the best fighting Batman.
Fucking
niggas up. So that I give him to.
He's the darkest Batman.
He's the darkest Batman.
The darkest Batman.
But Batman's dark in a lot of the comics, which is dope.
Exactly.
Aquaman, very good movie. You were right about
Aquaman
that.
Aquaman was dope. Yeah. Very good movie.
Very good movies. Man of Steel, still trash. Suicide Squad.
Superman is just.
Superman, like I said, Leonardo DiCaprio can play Superman.
Yeah, it's just
not gonna be. He's just a corny ass fucking character. He makes Captain America look like Malcolm X. You know how? And Captain America's cheesy.
Nah, Captain America 12 to me, Captain America isn't cheesy because I like history.
Okay.
So I in context of when the comic was made and like cool.
It's a 10 out of 10 movie. And if you're a DC fan, I feel bad for you because there's nothing gonna be built from this. Like the movie ends on a cliffhanger. Like it opens up the door for a Justice League 2, but there's not gonna be a fucking Justice League 2. Shit, half of the Justice League cast ain't even employed by them, though. Ben Affleck dropped out of the Batman. They done got rid of Henry Cavill as Superman. The black nigga who plays Cyborg, he ain't fucking with them no more. He said there was racism on the Justice League set. So now you got a Flash movie. I'm not going to go see that shit. And Wonder Woman 3. I'm not going to see that shit. I'll check out Aquaman 2. But they need what Marvel has. They have somebody of Kevin Feige, the God. He knows how to put all that shit together. There's a plan. If they were smart, they did it. Okay, Superman movie, 2013. 2014, we're going to break y'all for the Batman solo movie. 2015, we're going to hit y'all with, 2014, through Batman and Wonder Woman. Get all of them standalones, then you do Justice League. That's why
they did, though.
No, they did.
Didn't they?
No, they didn't. They did Man of Steel. They did Batman vs. Superman. Then they did Justice League. Then they did Wonder Woman. Then they did Aquaman. And it still ain't been
Wonder
a flash.
Wonder Woman came out after
Justice Wonder Woman League? Came out 2017. Justice League came out in 2017.
I thought this shit went Batman vs. Superman, then Wonder Woman.
No, uh-uh. It was Man of Steel came out in 2013. Batman vs. Superman came out like 2016. And
that was like 2016.
Yeah, and Man of Steel came out 20. Batman vs. Superman came out. Justice League came out 2017. And Wonder Woman was 2018.
Wonder Woman was they probably didn't know they could sell a Wonder Woman film though.
Look, man. Look.
Because that was like right before the girl power wave, a little bit before.
I get that, but you could at least give us a Batman solo film before that. Batman hasn't had a solo film since Dark Knight Rises. So this one that comes out next year will be the first one in 10 years that we got a Batman solo movie.
They probably just wanted to like let it rest for a second because the Dark Knight
Look, it's Batman. And that's why there's such a failure. Because Marvel built it with the B Squad. Niggas forget, Iron Man and Captain America are household names now. When Iron Man, I remember the first Iron Man trailer, like in 2007, and niggas like Robert Downey Jr. That nigga got a job. Like it wasn't looked at. Robert Downey, they said, even had problems trying to get people to even write the script because he's such a B-level thing. These niggas got Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. You got three of the biggest superheroes ever, and you fumble.
Yeah, but also like niggas done them shit so many times though. That's the thing.
Every Batman movie successful though.
Yeah, but it's like
every Batman movie, even the trash ones, was successful.
Yeah, but it's like I feel like for them, you really gotta like. I think Wonder Woman was good to me because like you had never seen Wonder Woman on film, and Aquaman was good too. You had never seen Aquaman on film, so it leaves you a lot of room to like do whatever with. Like Batman, you gotta figure out what this nigga's going. How we gonna differentiate this Batman from the other Batman?
But that's your franchise. You put in time to do that.
That's fair.
That's your franchise. If nigga Iron Man had three movies, three. Before we got Batman versus Superman. So it's just, they fumbled it. But Falcon Winter Soldier is very, very fucking good.
What happened on the first episode? Why was y'all talking about fucking them niggas needed money?
Okay, so this is what happened. So the first episode, it's way different than WandaVision. WandaVision's more like, it's like she basically going batshit crazy. But with this one, it takes off immediately from Endgame. So it's like, the first scene is crazy. Like this nigga Falcon is like, shoot niggas out the fuck. It's real Winter Soldier-ish. Is that type of vein. So basically, he's just adjusting to life after being brought back from the snap. And Captain America's dead. They don't say he did, but they like allude to him being dead. So he gives the shield to the Smithsonian. Like he didn't want to take the shield the Cap gave him. And Rhodey's in this episode, Don Cheadle's character's in this episode. And he's basically like, yo, he need to take up the fucking mantle. He's like, we'll be good without it. And then basically the whole episode, niggas is really adjusting to life after the snap. And we don't get to see this because in WandaVision, it was just Wanda losing her mind. She didn't give a fuck about the snap. It was just, my nigga dead. And what the fuck am I going to do? Her shit was. With this one, you're finally seeing that. And Bucky is trying to become a regular person now. Like, he's been under control. He's been under mind control for 90 years. So now he's trying to be, I'm a regular person now. He's doing therapy. You know, he gets cool with this older guy, but then he realized he killed this older guy's son. And he don't know how to tell him that I killed your son. So he's dealing with that. And so Falcon goes back home to New Orleans and his family is having debt. So he goes to get a loan and it's like, oh, so how do you superheroes make money?
Crying, nigga. That is hilarious. That's great writing though.
But it's also the main writer is black because I never thought I'd hear in a Marvel story. You know, I ain't playing with them white folks when he told that
crying.
To us. Yeah, like that's how I knew there's a black writer. So basically the main theme is there's a new Captain America. They give it like to this, you know, MAGA America guy. And the whole plot is going to be America not wanting a black Captain America. So then at the end of course, he'll take out the mantle. But basically they're like, yeah, you ain't got no money. So it was like, damn, Tony ain't leaving this nigga no money. And that's what the lone nigga was like. He's like, by the way, Stark, rest in peace, by the way, my condolences. He didn't leave you guys any money. And he was like, well, you know, it's more of a goodwill thing. And me, of course, defending Tony Stark. I ain't no way, nigga. What was you when you did, you was on Cap side? Said, well, fuck, we give you money for everybody who was on Tony's side got paid up. He was like, oh, well, he had Wanda in the house. Yeah, he made Wanda's nigga. What we talking about? I gave you the love of your life.
He didn't make Wanda.
I gave you the love of your life. Fuck you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, Rhodey looked like he had money. Spider-Man had that rich ass glasses, nigga. Them niggas are fine. Everybody who's on the other side, now y'all want niggas looking. And on top of all of that, you wouldn't even be alive. Tony died for all you niggas, okay?
This is true.
All of you niggas. So I think that's going to be a dope-ass series. I don't – WandaVision might be a little weird to you, but I think you'll fuck with six episodes.
There we go. Six episodes. I can watch six episodes.
One hour, six episodes. So
I can watch six episodes.
But
10, not doing that shit.
Well, the last it's nine. The WandaVision was nine episodes, only 30 minutes though. Outside of the first three episodes of WandaVision, you watched like, what the fuck is this? Like literally, it don't get to.
Ain't she like in the '60s? Or
it's
something
a
like
sitcom,
that?
But it don't make sense till later in the show. And he's like, oh shit, this was a different. Like everybody had their different theories of WandaVision. None of them theories were right. Ava's like, Doctor Strange gonna show up. Doctor Strange show up. This nigga phone was on D&D the whole episode, whole show. But with this one, it's like, okay, we seeing more action. It's gonna be real. Like, there's more action in this one episode than it was all on WandaVision. Like, niggas was getting stumped out. It's like this new terrorist group they gotta fight. That shit's gonna be cold, man. So I would check that. We're gonna go more in depth on this. Of course, we listen to this. Cinema with the guys will be dropping on Tuesday. We're gonna be talking about the truth stabbing on the timeline between Marvel and DC fans. And that shit's not gonna last for another 2 weeks because I'm back on my bullshit. But you already know what to do. So, Pav album coming soon. We're picking covers right now.
Yeah, we're finalizing the covers.
We're finalizing the covers right now. We're gonna get y'all a release date soon. But you know where to follow us, with, man. At Barcher Scott, at Pav, we're at I'm on the School of Velvet Jones. You can follow my brother at Flo Zandolini on Twitter. And we're gonna holler at y'all later this week for Summer Sessions OT, man. We out.